There has been a recruiting shakeup. What's up, everyone? My name's Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean, and welcome back to the Barnes Social Hour. Hope everyone is doing well. Shout out to everyone listening and watching. Hope everyone has recovered from yesterday's heater, because it was definitely a heater. Today is a little more tame because we got to talk about some recruiting shakeup that has happened in on the plains. And Graham, I'll let you give the people what they want and hit them with it.
Yep. Yeah. So Auburn, as of this morning, early afternoon, Auburn has lost the commitment of tight end Tank Proctor. This was a early, early get for this class. Tank went on to say that what stood out to him about Kentucky was the facility, how the coaching staff and players were all locked in together, and they're like family. I am not too concerned about this. Obviously, it's never fun, never great to lose a recruit.
Of course.
But I'm not too worried about this. Part of the reason is because I think this could be a signal or a sign that there's bigger fish out there that we're kind of going for. But with that being said, if you're going to go for the bigger fish, you better get them. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It would suck to lose out on a guy that's already committed because you're trying to go for bigger fish, and then it's all said and done, and you didn't get the bigger fish, and now you've lost that guy, and so you end up with nothing. So, from some talking to some people, that there's two guys in particular that Auburn is high on and is going to push hard, but they also said that we need to start closing some, and that's true for all aspects of the sport, not just the tight end position. I mean, heck, we've seen multiple quarterbacks where Auburn's been high on and like, okay, yeah, we're really going to push after this guy. One of those being Israel Abrams. Ultimately at the end of that recruitment, I think Auburn pivoted and wanted to go a different direction. And that's ultimately why he didn't come to Auburn. I think he would have. I think we just kind of backed out of it a little bit. And then everyone, clearly we've been pretty set on trying to get Will Insel to come, the quarterback out of Arizona, 5-star. And so I think today he started his Oregon visit. So that will be interesting to see what happens if he commits today or this weekend. That will be a little concerning, just because you don't want to get into a bidding war with Oregon.
No, you don't. Not with a shoe dog. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what goes on there. But if he leaves the weekend not committed and he still has a visit lined up with Auburn, and we'll see what happens there. I still feel good about getting Will Mensel. It'll be interesting to see there. So yeah, like I said, not too worried about losing Tank Proctor, but with that, like on the contrary, we need to start closing some guys.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. If we can land Will Mensel, that announcement that he's committed to Auburn, I don't know if you've ever, like, obviously you have, but like the feeling that you get when you hop in a fresh made bed, that's what that recruiting announcement's going to hit like, is a fresh, like getting into a fresh made bed after you have a long cold day. Woo!
It would hit like a sandwich at the beach during lunch.
Oh man, it's just that, it's like those things where you just like get nice and cozy and you're like, yes.
Or like, you know what I mean? Or like, yes. You come up from the beach. I'm saying this because it's summer. It's about to be summer, and you come up from the beach, and you shower and you change into some dry clothes. I don't know why, but that moment is perfect.
It releases the perfect amount of serotonin in the brain when that happens. Like, I don't know what it is.
A good old, just like a sandwich, deli sandwich that you make for lunch at the lake or the beach. It's just, you can't beat it.
Why is that? By the way,
I don't know.
Salt water? Is it?
I think it's the sun. Like, I think you're out in the sun, and so you're losing, when you're in the sun, you're losing energy. Like, it's draining you. So when you get inside the air conditioning and you get to eat, and it's like your first meal since, being on sun, I think it just slaps differently. But man, it's so good.
You want me wanting like a pub sub or something right now, man.
I might go make myself a sandwich after this.
Oh man, but yeah, as far as this goes, like you were saying, I don't think it's that big of a loss. It kind of what you were again saying, like it's never good to lose somebody, but at the same time, as far as the big picture goes, I think they're trying to go after somebody else, and I agree they need to start closing on these guys, and we just haven't been, and it's, you know, concerning. But I
And
think.
I don't think this coaching staff is 100% focused. Like the former regime was like, we need to get as many guys as we can in and have a really good recruiting class right now. Like that is our big. This staff's like, let's win some football games and we'll recruit. And like, I'm not saying like this. I think the Golish staff will be very different than the Harsin staff, where they just didn't recruit at all. And I think this will be a kind of a mix between the two, but more on the side of they will recruit. You know what I mean? Like they're obviously going to recruit. I don't think they're going to push as hard as the previous regime did. Because I don't think that it is as important to them to win the offseason this early.
No, I agree. I feel like if you start winning games, the chip are going to fall where they may. You know what I'm saying? So I believe that that'll happen once we can get some wins under our belt. And I think we will do that this year. I think we'll be better than the past 2 years for sure. There's no way we can be worse.
Lord,
So,
I hope.
yeah, Lord, I hope. Knock on
I
wood.
hope.
But I do think that, you know, big picture, you know, if you zoom out, this is very minuscule on a scale of many things. So there's really nothing to panic about. Even though I am kind of bummed, I want another tank on the
Yeah.
roster. I was,
Rather than
I
panic
want it.
out here.
Yeah. But, it is what it is. But you know what else isn't a pain?
Buying shirts at
AUShirts.com.
AUShirts.com.
That's correct. Go ahead and go to AUShirts.com. Get all the gear from all the shows that you love to watch on the barn. You see the shirts and hoodies and hats there. We also have some cups as well as some upcoming designs. We're working on a social hour one, so something to be on the lookout for. But we add new styles weekly. So go ahead and get your gear. I know that A Day's like right around the corner. So I know I've talked to some people saying they're going to be wearing some Boog shirts and hats for sure. So if you're
Hey, it's
around,
a way for us to recognize you. Like, oh, look, they're wearing an AUShirts.com shirt.
And again, come say hello when you see us, and you know, sport your gear from AUShirts.com. Again, that's AUShirts.com. Yeah, come to the tailgate as well. Let's plug that real quick. The tailgate is going to be on the green space next to the student center, kind of that bus stop area that you see. It's like right outside the front of the stadium, where like the statues are. So definitely come by and say hello. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to see you guys. I hope to see a lot of people there. I've been talking to some people saying that they're coming for sure. So it's going to be a cool experience. I've been to one A Day, and you know, I loved it when I was a kid, but I'm more excited about this one than I was that one. So,
I've never been to an A Day. I've never been to
really,
one.
it's fun. You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. It's gonna be a lot of fun. If everyone sees Graham, make him feel welcome for A Day, his first A Day. But yeah, that again, that's AUShirts.com. Go ahead and order now, and we'd love to see you sport your gear from AUShirts.com. And if you order that and you wear it, post on social media that you got it and you're wearing it, and let us know how much you like it, and we will show it on the show. So we appreciate it. Just make sure you tag the barn when you do. So, but yeah,
Also,
yeah.
go to buyauburn.com, be who you say you are, and do business with Auburn people everywhere, all over the country. If you're an Auburn business owner, go to buyauburn.com and sign up today to get your business on the website so then people can find out where you are and they can come support you. If you're, and this goes for anybody. I mean, if you're a real estate agent, insurance, restaurant, bar, literally anything. I mean, there's even a deer feeder company on there. So yeah, go to buyauburn.com, sign up so that Auburn fans can come to the website and find out who all are Auburn fans and go support them. I know I will. And so yeah, so if you're an Auburn business owner or just someone that's looking to support Auburn fans, go to buyauburn.com today to check that out. Like I said, go to buyauburn.com.
Yeah, I said it thousands of times since we started doing this ad. I love the concept of this website. I really do. I like to support local businesses. And now that there is a kind of like an index, if you will, of businesses that are owned by Auburn people or Auburn graduates. It's really cool. So, you know, like Graham has used the example, if you're going to the Baylor game in Atlanta and you want to find like a sports bar or something that's, you know, got some Auburn fans there or Auburn owned, definitely pull up buyauburn.com. Or if you know somebody that has a, you know, something in the area of Atlanta and, you know, they want to get involved, buyauburn.com. So that's a, it's a really cool concept, and it would be awesome if y'all support that as well. We're very thankful for our sponsors for being partners on the Barn Social Hour in the Barn. So we're very appreciative of that. Graham, we have other, well, not really news, but like it's kind of been, and it's kind of shocking, it's, honestly, because I feel like the portal closes. Quite the opposite.
We don't have news.
Yeah, like we don't quite have the news. Opposite.
We don't have news.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like
that is the news. We don't have news, and that's the news.
Yeah, which is kind of weird considering the portal, I feel like, closes like what, next week? Isn't it Tuesday? Or something like that? Or this weekend? I feel like it's in the next few days. And the fact that we haven't gotten anyone else is kind of concerning. I'm not going to lie to you.
We haven't gotten anyone.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten a single transfer yet.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's very interesting to see how this is going to play out. I know we retained Tahad and Kevin Overton. There's some interesting stuff going on with Sway that's just rumors right now, but you never know. I just know that we still have the guy from France coming in, as well as some, you know, some of the other signees that we had earlier that we had mentioned.
It closes on April 21st. That's Tuesday. Yeah, you're right.
So, okay. Interesting. So it'll be exactly 2 weeks from when it opened the other day.
Yeah. And so I would expect this weekend to probably be a big weekend all over the country. As people are taking visits, I know Auburn's hosting a couple of guys, I think, on some visits. So hopefully we get some information there. But like my whole thing is just like, you're starting to see commits commit, you know, like, or transfers commit. And some of the big names have already committed, and some names that Auburn was high on and Auburn wanted. I mean, there's a guy from Texas that Auburn wanted. He eventually, I think yesterday, committed to South Carolina. So
interesting, by the way.
Yeah. So it's just, I don't know what's really stopping us right now. I mean, I don't know if it's us trying to determine who's like, if Elijah Freeman will come back, because, you know, who knows? There's been some rumors and stuff about him possibly coming back because of some other stuff. Like you said, yeah. Sway, who we thought was locked in and might not be 100% as locked in as we thought.
Made a post about it.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see. I don't know what our holdup is, but hopefully this weekend some of the recruits start falling.
Yeah, I think – I didn't really think about that. We are hosting a couple this weekend for A-Day, so I'm hoping
what a good weekend. Yeah, what a good weekend to host.
Yeah, I mean, you have – pretty much, I mean, not obviously everybody, because not everyone can make it A-Day, right? I understand that. But the atmosphere will be a game day experience. What, you know, the players will get to see outside of basketball, which I think will be beneficial, because they want something to do, obviously, outside of basketball. And this is one of those things. Regardless of how Auburn's doing in football, it's always fun for an Auburn game day. It never fails. And I know that I don't know if he visited the other day. I saw a post about it, but I can't remember the exact context of it. But I think Troy's point guard was here the other day. I think
he was visiting this weekend.
Okay, so he's one of the ones. Okay. I agree with you. I think that the chips will fall after A-Day, or maybe during. Who knows? Maybe it's just something that they're waiting to drop at the right time for just energy purposes. I don't know. But I hope that Steven and company have a backup plan just in case some of these guys fall through, because it seems like some of the guys they targeted, they were expecting us to get, you know what I mean? Especially the guy from Texas. So I'm hoping we can land the guy from Arizona. I'm going blank on his name. I think that should be an easy get, considering he's looking for a bigger role and he pretty much set the bench last year.
He also did enter the portal with a no contest tag. So
yes, that I'm holding on to that, but at the same time, I'm not going to hold my breath either. So we'll see. This, you never know what to expect in this era of NIL and college football, college basketball, you name it. You would think baseball would be the same way, but it's really not. It's just kind of just very tame. You know what I mean? But I hope that this weekend is eye-opening for these recruits and that they see what they like and they go ahead and sign that dotted line, because we need a little boost between that and some of these rumors flying around about Sway and Freeman. We need to – something positive's got to go Stephen's way. That's all I'm going to say, because it's just – I don't know. We had some King momentum after the NIT. Yeah, oh, no, it was. And I think, again, the NIT was beneficial in that and keeping the chemistry together. You know what I mean? As far as like, hey, I think we can run it back and do good. But and I do think that the momentum of winning the NIT and getting Overton back and Tahad back is starting to kind of pitter out a little bit. And I can feel it. Oh, and I think I think everyone can honestly feel
energy,
it.
The energy just isn't like it. That was so early on in the portal. Within the first 2 days that the energy has kind of died down from that. Like I was like, oh yeah, let's go. Like we got him back. And then now like, okay, it's been like a week and we haven't had anything happen.
Yeah. The momentum has flatlined for sure.
I will say Tahad, I saw something, I can't remember where I saw it, but I think I saw on X, but it was saying that Tahad had multiple other schools offer lots of money. He was ready to enter the portal. But ultimately decided to stay with Auburn because he believed Stephen can win. And so that's really exciting to hear that from, you know, your son that's supposed to be a leader on this team and you know, kind of the face of your program. So heck, if Tahad believes in Stephen, so do I.
Yeah, no, I believe in Steven until the wheels fall off. And my point of the wheels falling off is we're in the same position this time next year.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Regardless if we make a postseason tournament or not, I'm going to be like, bro, nah. NIT was fun, but I want to get into March Madness again. I like the buzz of March Madness. I like to be able to watch March Madness and not be able to relax because Auburn's in it. That's where I want to be this time next year. But yeah, other than that, we A-Day around the corner. Want to plug our tailgate again. Tailgate, do you have the picture too? Just so people kind of get a reference. It's over there by the student center where the white tents normally are, that massive field of white tents. It's right in front of the stadium. You can't miss it.
I think, Grant, if I heard correctly, we're the rectangle one on the left right here.
Yes.
I think with the red, or I guess they would have red dots, but the one on the left with the other dots at the top of it. I think that's where we are.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully we'll see some of you out there. It's going to be a fun day.
Probably start around 10. Yeah. I think Kyle said he'll try to get around 10. And I mean, both Hunter and I will be there. Kyle will be there. Dap will be there. Zach will be there. So
it's going to be fun, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Brett might make an appearance. I think he said he'll
try. Oh, yes. Yes. Let's go, man. Yeah, I'm excited. I was texting Kyle before we were recording. I was like, dude, I'm like, genuinely like more excited than like Christmas morning about this. Like this is gonna be a lot of fun. I'm excited to get to meet some of you guys and talk to y'all and you know, have some hot take discussions in the white tent. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Can't wait. But as far as A-Day goes, I think we'll cover it tomorrow as far as like what we're expecting. Do like a little preview show, if that makes sense. So something to look out for, something to mark on your calendar for tomorrow, but it's going to be a lot of fun. But as far as that goes, I don't really have anything else. Not a lot's happening. Again, if you like what you're listening to / watching, please subscribe and follow The Barn and check out the website as well. We have great shows like this one, The Barn Social Hour, as well as the Top Button Podcast with Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and Village Vice with Zach Blackerby, Brad Law, and The Baseball Show with Lindsey Crosby, Brad Law, and occasionally Sonny DeShera. I didn't get tongue-tied that time. Let's go. That's nice.
Hunter made a surprise and rare appearance on the message board today.
Yeah, I finally got it working. Believe it or not,
I looked at your account and it said two posts in like 3 years. I was like, wow.
I'm mainly a spectator. I like to linger around on there. I'm not really like a, you know, I'm like the
second rank away from being the a grandmaster is what they call in there. Like it's got like ranks of how much you post.
So oh, man,
I post
if you serious business, if you attain that rank of grandmaster, can I change my contact of you to Grandmaster G in my phone?
Sure. I know Brett already. I think Brett is one. I think he's like the highest
rank
you could be in there. Oh yeah, Brett talks in there much more than I do.
Yeah, I'm changing his contact to Grimmaster B. So
I'm gonna look right now, actually.
Yeah, I'm I'll try to be more active in there, but I'm not really like a message board guy. I like to read more than participate. Does that make sense for those at home? No, yes, maybe so. Don't know. But yeah, it's always fun. But what are you trying to find?
I was trying to find my rank. So right now I'm a mentor. I'm like, there's 14 ranks. I'm the 12th. I'm 12 out of 14. So I still got two more to go. There is typically a way to see like where you can see.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the Barn ranks, not Skyrim. We're just letting you know. But yeah, we like to have fun on here and nerd out as well. So if you like what you're listening to, please subscribe and like the video and share the podcast with those that you think would be interested.
I found it.
Oh, did you?
So it's mentor, and then next would be veteran, and I am some points away from that. And then the final one is grandmaster. So it goes newbie, rookie, apprentice, explorer, contributor, enthusiast, collaborator, community regular, rising star, proficient, experienced, mentor, veteran, grandmaster, and I'm at the mentor level.
That is a
814 posts.
Wow. That's crazy.
But I mean, like, I can tell you right now, Charlie Five has way more than that.
Well, yeah, it's
I can tell you.
It's the C5. It's the legend. That's what it is.
6,200.
Oh my god, that's why he's the best. That's why he's the best in the business.
Let me see if I can find Brett's.
Oh goodness.
Probably in Auburn baseball news. Yeah, he's at 5,600.
Dang, Brett, Grandmaster B.
Okay. I'm only at 800, and I'm two away from being like I'm two ranks away from being the top, and he has 5,000 and I only have 800.
Oh yeah, we gotta get that title. We need that. I need to call you Grandmaster G. I just think that would be phenomenal. Welcome back to the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Grandmaster G. man.
Really quick.
Oh goodness. This. Yeah. Well, you got something to show?
No. Well, kind of. Where do I don't even know how to like change this. Hold on.
What the? Oh, no.
I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out for next show.
No, I got nothing.
Nope. Wait. Got nothing.
Nope. Still doing.
Nope. All right.
That was it. Wait, this might be it. Oh my That's goodness. Not it either. Never mind.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and end the show before people just turn us off. thank you again. Thank you for watching. Please subscribe, like the video. If you're watching, if you're listening, please, follow us and add us to your library, depending on if you're Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, you name it, wherever you get your podcast, please subscribe. We like to have fun on here. We hope you do too. And we hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Barn Social Hour. Oh, did you? Show it.
Read my name.
Oh, Grandmaster Graham, let's go. Night. Oh, I see the bottom, the handle. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out how to change that.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Oh, man. Well, like I said, please subscribe to the Barn. We enjoy everyone who is always active in our comments and chats, especially the negative ones, because whether you realize it or not, you're putting money in our pockets, and we are very appreciative for that. We thank you for your support. So with that being said, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And as always, everyone have a great rest of your night. And as always, war damn.
Goodbye.